Rural and Migrant Ministry is a New York nonprofit that has worked in support of farm workers' rights for more than 30 years. Today and tonight in Rochester, they host their annual symposium and fundraising dinner.
Every year we have a symposium piece, which is where people can come and hear other people's stories and ask questions. And it's sort of like an education piece. And then we have the dinner, which is a fundraiser for the organization in which we have special keynote speakers. And so this year, the dinner is around undocumented students, their stories and their successes. And we have as our keynote speaker, Cesar Vargas, the first undocumented lawyer in New York State.
Gabriela Quintanilla is the Associate Western New York Coordinator for Rural and Migrant Ministry. In addition to working with farm workers, she also works with high school students who will present their own stories as part of tonight's program.
I think that the students were looking for a way to showcase the issues that are happening in their community beyond just giving a speech or just a presentation. So they agree that the best way to do this was right now using theater.
The students at the Justice Organization of Youth, known as JOY, meet on Fridays to talk about social justice issues. When they take the stage tonight, they'll present an original piece of theater. The work is not drawn from a playwright's script, but from their own experiences, which they've shared with one another and collectively refined into a short play. Miriam Gonzalez is one of the JOY student performers.
At last year's Harvest Symposium, we performed a skit, but it was like a last minute thing. And so when we were deciding what kind of group we wanted to be, we really felt strongly towards theater, which is why we decided to do this. And we didn't just want to be any theater group. So we decided that it would be interesting if we wrote the plays ourselves and if they came from our stories.
So how's your first day here at St. Peter's High?
Oh, it's been good so far. I haven't made quite a lot of friends yet. I mean, except for Mark.
Well, I've heard there's a group of kids you may be good friends with.
Oh, really? Who are they?
Well, I don't associate with them for reasons, but they're a lot like you. They're, you know, illegal.
Excuse me?
Dakota Hinchman plays the character of Angel, a student dealing with prejudice from fellow students and teachers in their new school. Hinchman says through enacting their shared experiences, the students hope to educate the audience on the impact their own words and actions can have.
I hope they take away, they're able to at least think about maybe their actions and in what they've done in some cases, because a lot of what's in the script there, what Angel goes through is, it's exaggerated in the script there, but like in the actual world there, a lot of that stuff happens, but like we don't often speak up about it because it's, people often view it as like, oh, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a tiny thing. Get over it. It's not a big deal.
JOY performs as part of Rural and Migrant Ministry's Gala Fundraising Dinner tonight, following today's annual symposium at Temple Brith Kodesh in Rochester. Information is on their website, ruralmigrantministry.org.